to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Kendall.
Yeah. That's why it's still going on now.
Yeah, yeah. I got paid like 1987. I remember. It's my birth year. I remember. They were paying you 1,887 rands in the Y Academy. True story. True fucking story. Like, true story. Everybody knows.
2,000 would have gotten more money than you.
Yeah? Yeah, 2,000 now. I was getting 37 rands more than 23 rands. No.
Barameni, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the biggest podcast in SA.
No, it can't be SA, bro. In Africa.
Not in Africa. Yeah. In the world!
In the world!
Apart from Joe Rogan.
After Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the land. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you're a chiller and you're outside of SA, drop a flag right now. Wherever you tuned in from, drop a flag right now in the comments. Ooh. I got a crazy email the other day. We got a chiller in Slovakia, bro.
Slovakia.
In fucking Slovakia.
Yeah. Oh. I don't even know where that is in the map.
It used to be one country with Czech Republic. It was Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
Now then, now this Slovakia and the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
It's two different countries, right?
Mm.
Yeah. It used to be Czechoslovakia.
So the guy reached out to me. He's like, whenever we're in Slovakia, we should come through. He's got a restaurant and do a brunch. he's got a restaurant out there. He must come do a brunch.
South African has a restaurant in Slovakia.
No, he's not a South African, bro. He's a Slovakian.
Whoa, oh,
oh,
yeah.
Slovakian.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's cold, dog.
Bro.
They speak English there. Even?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
There's actually a Slovakian guy who owns a bread and breakfast in Melville.
Yeah.
There's a bread and breakfast called Ekaya in Melville, owned by a Slovakian guy.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, strangely enough. Speaks good English, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So much to celebrate this week. I finally got a car.
Oh!
After 12 years
Yay.
of driving, my father was rich.
Yo.
Oh shit, yo, it had to take my father. You didn't say.
My father was rich. What happened?
Got into an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, haven't I spoken about this?
You've never spoken about it.
Yeah, man, it's been about 2-3 months.
But it's just traumatic. You've healed now.
Yeah. When we went to Cape Town, we were out in Cape Town.
That morning,
so,
yeah.
And then, because I gave it to my cousin, Mchafa, mm-hmm. He was using it, and then he crashed it.
Ish.
Oh, it was heartbreaking, man.
I remember we were in Cape Town, and we're out previous evening. I slept for 2 hours, him too, I assume. Plane is down. And I didn't see him at the airport. We just met at the plane. It's down. I was like, what's going on, man? It's like Mchafa crashed the car. I'm like, yo,
ish dog. Oh. And then the guys in Cape Town booked us one room, double beds. We're sharing, so we had to bond. I'm like, oh fuck.
You're bonding.
I remember the double bed, dog?
I remember, man. The guys,
not even a king size, a double.
It was some BNP. You know those BNPs owned by like an Afrikaans family. And they've got the black and white pictures of the great-grandfather standing next to the great-grandmother. And they just got married, and there's the whole family tree down there. Yeah, like some Fort Tracker B&B.
Oh.
And in one room, as soon as we get there, Mac is like, this is the toilet. This is a fucking toilet, you know. Then, but I could tell the guys were new at this thing, and they're like, big chillers. I'm like, don't worry, man. Just, you know, guys are new at this. You can tell. And they're trying so hard to impress us. It's cool. And then we eventually booked our own place.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is your mic fine there? What's going on?
Oh,
is your mic fine?
Yeah,
can
the
you
mic.
Sit on his mic, are you? No. We don't have to cut, bro. This isn't TV, bro.
Hey, this mic, it's like...
He's acting like they don't know you, bro.
How?
We just saw your whole fucking video, Nyan Nyan.
Yeah, it drops. It looks like it's ready to cancel us. This mic.
It's not the mic.
It's the mic.
You can put that in the contract.
The mic wants to cancel us right now.
You said the mic.
It's like, oh my God, it's these guys. I'm doing a show for these guys. Fuck it all. No, cancel these motherfuckers. I don't like them.
So I got my car at an auction, bro. Fuck,
oh, dope.
Bro. It's like, I don't know what it is, like the best kept secret or whatever.
Yeah.
The best? It was just white people.
Secret.
Yeah.
True.
Like, I don't think our people buy cars at auctions, bro. So, and you get the best deals there.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
No, we only saw like, I went to the Ghost Lane, yeah, we only like saw like a couple.
Just a few. Yeah, yeah.
But it's mostly like
dealerships. Yeah, guys like from this. The dealerships, ne?
Yeah.
It goes like this.
So it's mostly guys from the...
When you tighten it here it goes, hey.
Guys, we're only trying to do a show here.
Oh, shit, sorry, man. I'm trying to explain to him. He doesn't get the problem. He thinks the problem is down here. I'm telling him, no, the problem is up here. No, it drops. Like, you see, the arm, it can't help itself.
Let's keep it here, it's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool, awesome. Thanks, bro.
So, as I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What these guys, these white guys, what they do is they're from dealerships. Mm. They buy the cars at auctions and they put on the floor with markup. So you get some really good deals, bro.
Yeah,
they repossessed a lot of them.
Yeah.
That guys, you know.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
How come you don't have a car, bro?
Because I still have like a lot of gambling debt, which I'm still working to pay.
For real, till this day.
Oh, dog, it's a lot of money.
You lie.
Guys, I can't talk about this every time. It's a lot of money, yeah.
I thought you were done with it.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not. So I'm still sorting that out. Then I'll start on a clean slate.
Yeah, well, that's
why I'm not earning more than enough to buy. You know.
Yeah.
You would know. I earn way more than enough to get a decent car, but you know, I'm just sorting out. It was a Merc.
It was a Merc.
Yeah, the last car I had, a C-Class.
What happened to that car?
Got repossessed.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I just
and
let
then
it go.
They took it to the auction.
Yeah.
So someone
and then,
is driving
and then
Mkwebo, it. Out.
Yeah, some Mkwebo out there is driving it like. Hey man, hey man, yeah, bro.
Like enda.
So since I've known you, I've only seen you take Ubers, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, but you've only known me for like a year or two. Because at Y, you know.
At Y,
I had a Ford Focus. I bought a Ford Focus at an auction. I bought a Ford Focus at an auction and it was crashed for like 60K, added another 20K and fixed it up. I was driving it. Literally, when we went to Boss Broad in 2018, I just bought it. No. 2011. I just bought it. Yeah.
Actually, I'm curious to find out.
That was my first car.
The process of repossession process. What happens?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good question.
Well, they look for you. Then they find you.
So you were hiding.
They look for you. No, I wasn't hiding. Here's what happened with me, right? I'd crashed a car. So it was one of those like Murphy's Law, like shit, everything that's what was going south. Mm-hmm. And I'd stopped paying my insurance. I have to hold it up, right? No. Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Nice one. So I'd stopped paying my insurance. And then what happened was I was driving to work one morning and if you're from Vosloo, there's a toll route, two routes into Joburg. There's the M2 and the toll route that goes by Wemapan.
Oh yes, I see that one.
No,
yeah.
Turnfontein.
And then you're going to Joburg.
Yes, City Deep. Yes, that side.
Yeah.
As I was off ramping, it's like 4:30 a.m. because the show starts at 5. I see like a tree trunk laid across the road, a couple of bricks and stones.
Yeah.
Then I realized, no man, I'm getting robbed here.
For real?
Oh.
Yeah. Then I realized I'm fucking getting robbed. And then I didn't stop till like a dead still. I just accelerated. Now it's an off ramp. Number robot at the front, ahead, and I think I've made it through. The car is still on. Everything. When I get to the robots, I try to accelerate. No acceleration. I'm out of fuel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Then the guys come through.
Which guys come through?
The guys that planted the stuff there.
Oh.
Yes, the guys that blocked, because the stuff doesn't get just, if you had a freeway and anything, like if the freeway is blocked, especially by an off-ramp, but it'll never be just by the freeway, by an off-ramp because they know you're slowing down, then you're getting robbed. Shit. Just know that someone put that shit there for you to stop and then get robbed, right? So now I've crashed these things, they've moved a bit, and at the robots, I'm out of fuel. They come through. And I know now I'm expecting someone. I call the cops.
Damn.
Right? I'm like, yo, guys. 10111. Hello? I'm like, yes. I'm by this way, the off ramp. I think
you
I'm going to get.
Call 10111.
Yeah. What can I do?
I've never done that.
Yeah. You've never been in a situation like that, right?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but when I was chasele, let's do it. I'm like, yo, guys. Because I'm trying to drive away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but manju moshimo. Literally, it was like that. And I just hung up and I just waited for them to come through. And they come through. You can see them.
Where are those guys that planted the things?
They're coming now.
They're here now.
They're with you?
They're outside the car.
As you're making a call?
Well, you know what happened? To them, remember, to them, it's car, drives over, manages to drive.
Sure.
Now, I'm at the robot.
For sure.
I'm panicking, scared as shit.
Yeah.
They're probably thinking, motherfucker is a gun. Why is he waiting for us to come through? He's probably pissed. Right? And you can tell they took a while to come because they're debating amongst themselves. Should we go? Should we not? But some are like, dude, we've been here for 6 hours waiting for someone. You know what I mean? It's like when you're fishing and you're waiting for a fish to bite. And once it dies, you're like, yeah, we got it. But you're like, yo, this is too big. You know? And they came through. Then when they, I think, saw the panic, because I didn't come out or anything, you know, and I wasn't going to open. And one on the left side, I remember, throws in a rock.
Dude, you're alone.
I'm all alone.
Fuck.
And they're not, obviously not aware that this car is out of fuel, right? Out of petrol.
They don't know. And so, I'll tell you how the car was out of fuel.
Yeah.
They don't know. So I'm getting to my point of how the car got taken. So they throw to get their hand in, open, right, from inside. Unlock the doors. Soon as they do that, I'm like, yo, gents, take whatever you got to take.
Sure.
You know, take whatever you got to take. And they took everything, my phone. And I thought they were like, I don't know what they were looking for.
Are you speaking English? Because you know when you speak English during
No, I'm not speaking English. Yeah, I'm not speaking English. Yeah. I'm like, tatan, come on in, tatan. You know, searching me. I didn't even want to look because I'm going through the most. It's like one of the times, my dark times in life, hence I said Murphy's Law. I'm going through the most. I don't give a fuck right now. Yeah. I'm like, shit. I wish I could actually shoot me.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, shoot me, no actually. Way. You know, a part of me. Damn. I'm going through the most. A part of me is like, shoot me.
Relieve me.
Yeah, relieve me. You know, like I died. Oh, fuck, great. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, they didn't shoot me.
Unfortunately.
I'm like, motherfucker. No! I fucked your mom.
Am I supposed?
Come on. Gone. You know? Took everything. So now what happened was.
What did they take?
They took CDJs and the boots. They took my laptop. They took my phone.
Oh, that's why you still can't play now.
Funny guy. I can play. I'm good. So that's what happened. And then now I called, obviously, now you got to call someone, tow the car, take the car in for repairs, right? So I'm not paying insurance. I got to pay myself.
Sure.
Took the car in for repairs. Then they're like, what happened was the tank, the petrol tank, the car was actually 100% fine. You know what I mean? It's the Merc. So underneath, the tank got fucked by whatever, like either it's the rocks or the tree, right? So all the fuel leaked out immediately. Yo, car was fine, believe it or not. Man. Car was 100% fine. Maybe, okay, wheel alignment a bit off or whatever, but the entire fuel just leaked out. And that's what happened.
Sure.
So now I'm focusing on fixing that shit. Then, you know, bank calls me. I just told them, oh, you'll find it there, taken.
Yeah.
Just told them, oh, you'll find it there, taken.
Damn, it's thank yours. Goodness you made it, dog.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, right? Yeah. And I was out there wishing they fucking shoot, like, oh, this is the moment. No. Oh, you know. But when you're going through the most shit happen. I'm good now, though. I'm very good. Yeah. I'm very good. I've got a daughter. I'm not suicidal. I was never suicidal, but I wish, like, oh, shit, this is the moment. oh, do it, you know. But I'm
guys
good
came
now.
Back, ne? Let's say one of them is like, all of them are chillers now.
They don't
they're
know.
Like,
what wait, off. I was about to say, like someone at home now saying, narrative. I'm putting him tabula, lo.
Yeah, they probably watching. Oh fuck, that was
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, oh we're shit. On.
I was going through the most too, bro. Sorry, it had to be me or
I'm
you.
Sorry,
you
know? Home too, guys.
Hey man, it had to be. I almost came back to shoot you on some swanyo. But hey, bro, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's
probably a chiller right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, could be yeah, a chiller I mean, right with now.
The amount reformed, of chillers, amount yeah? of chillers we have, probably a reformed chiller, right?
Yeah.
Reformed from their ways. Yeah. But yeah, that's what happened. So the car was not even on me when they took it.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is then, so the guys thought I'm like running or something, but it was at a point where I was not crashing in Vosloo because now I don't have mode of transport and I'm traveling from Vosloo going to Joburg. So I don't have mode of transport. That's when I met the fuck, it's weird. That's when I met the Slovakian guy. When
whoa.
I
was
yeah, right? When I was crashing at the BNB
yeah,
in Melville.
Yeah.
So when I was at the BNB, I just crashed at the ACBC when I was out of money. But that's when I met the BNB. I just booked for like 2 weeks
what?
And stayed at that BNB.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because it's cheaper to actually stay there as opposed to back then Uber was like there was
oh,
no,
yeah.
It was like 600, 700 every morning yeah. from Vosloo.
No, that's Maxi Taxi.
Yeah, those.
Not Uber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Maxi.
No, there was Uber. It's like 2015.
Oh, okay.
There was Uber, but it was fairly new and there was no Ubers in Vosloo.
Ah.
Unlike now, like yeah, even yeah. Vosloo, you can request now, right,
yeah.
to go like around or whatever. But then it was like 600, it was steep. So it didn't make sense to actually travel every day, so that's where I met the guy in Melville, the Slovakian guy.
Speaking about Vosloo, Saul was telling me, like, because I had a spot in Spreadview.
No, it was in
Katlehong.
Paparazzi.
Yeah.
He's telling me, like, the places now, if you go to the hood right now, they fucking top notch,
nice.
Ne?
It's top notch, dog. Like, if you've played at Mlando in Vosloo, it's crazy now. It looks like some experience, dog, like, where they've got these drapings and there's a pool in Mlando,
a
nice pool written in Mlando. It's crazy. The Mlando that I know versus what it looks like now, it's a total transformation.
Yeah.
And a lot of the places we know, bro. I mean, a lot of there's nice burger spots in Vosloo. There's spas.
Even
like,
so where to the clubs?
The clubs. There's even spas. Like, you know, get your nails done, nice places. I love what, like, a lot of people. I think it started a long time ago because when we were growing up, remember, well, you wouldn't know. Our parents would leave the hood. They'd leave the hood to go buy shit in the burbs, right? Like at the malls and whatnot. But now, it started a long time ago. Sadly, most malls were like white owned. They're still in the hood. But everybody else in the hood has realized that we're always going out to Sandton and to get these great club experiences.
Let's bring Sandton to us.
With good furniture. Exactly.
Yeah.
And everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
All over the hood. It's
look
insane.
At Gonka.
Gonka is a great example.
Yes.
Look at Gonka.
Did you guys see the video I sent you of the kids? Tell me like that, Gonka.
Yeah.
With Black Coffee. One of the kids is imitating Black Coffee. They're all pretending to be at Gonka, you know? And one of the kids is obviously like pockets.
Put a hand in the pocket.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
And he was wearing spectacles.
Oh, yes.
That story reminds me of I'm at Ultra. Remember Ultra when it was by
Naturena,
where Rancho
yeah,
used to be.
Yeah, Nesrec.
Yeah. So me and my woman, we drunk, bro. Like, fucking, we can't see shit. We're out of our minds.
Yeah.
So I request an Uber, right? And she's drunk. I'm drunk as well.
Mm.
So you leave the stadium, and then you got to go to the garage. That's where usually the Ubers park.
Oh,
yeah,
the Sasol garage.
The Sasol garage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm walking there. We're drunk, by the way. Hey, so these two niggas, they check us out. They can see, hey, yeah, these ones are lit. They take her phone. Bah! She's like, oh, my phone. They take mine. Bah! So after that, ne?
What did you do?
Here's the story. So after that, she's crying. She's like, hey, they just took my phone. I'm like, hey, Lena, baby, they just took my phone. So now, I go around because they ran through some bush. I go behind the bush. There's like six of these motherfuckers. I'm like, hey, Nina, it's Inja, Nina. California.
You're a Kela. Oh, that's your problem. You're a Kela.
You're
a California.
Yeah. Then they bring out knives, dog. Bring out knives, all six of them. They're like, Uzenza. Hey, I read the situation. Went back to my woman. I'm like, guys, baby, I can't catch them. Hey, they're gone, eh? They're gone.
Smart man, a smart man.
You are brave to go in those bushes, though. How?
Hey, bro.
Yeah, I would have just pretended to go in.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like, yo, slap me here. Something. go back, baby. I fought with them. They overpowered me. There was 8 of them, but I think I got one nice in the face. So you actually tried to actually confront them.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you?
It was rife, like during Ultra, Justin Bieber concerts. When it's all said and done, those niggas are waiting, bro.
Yeah.
Take everybody's phones.
Yeah.
Even the Beyonce concert.
Even the Beyonce, yeah. Global Citizen. Yeah.
Same. Was it same shop, same Cecil?
Yeah,
that's same Cecil. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like whenever you go there, when you go out, there's guys about your sebenza. I'm not just a feeling span.
Yeah,
and you'll see them. You can see them. I don't get it. They don't even try to disguise themselves.
No.
You know, like dress nicely, be cool. No, you'll see them with the Uzi tops, getting there like we had to work.
They probably chillers now. Hey, ngithathele ifoni loyo.
Hey man, what kind of chillers do we have? They used to rob cars by the highway. They just, no, come on. I've met chillers. We have good, law-abiding,
chillers.
Global citizen chillers. We have proper chillers, man. Hey, chillers used to be crooks.
Hey.
Come on.
Do you guys know what this pushing pee thing is all about?
I see the emoji.
Yeah.
Emoji. What's that?
What's happening?
Is that it? Because I think it's pushing or something.
Pushing pee, that's what it is.
What does it mean?
Does anyone know what it means here? God, you guys, aren't you guys 2000s?
Pushing pee, dog, what does it mean?
It basically means pushing positive, pushing anything that's pee, pushing it.
Oh, yeah, pushing.
It's positive.
Oh. Pushing
for me, that you can push pussy, you push positive, you push anything.
Oh.
It's like, it's a slang, man. It's cool.
Oh, how do you know that? You push, know this fuck,
dog. No, dog is an influencer. Like, I was
pushing podcast and chill. Pushing podcast and chill.
Okay.
That's pushing pee.
Pushing pee.
Pushing pee. Yeah, nigga.
Okay. He's an influencer. Yeah, like, I was
no,
super.
Son,
he gets paid. He invited me. I was just, didn't go. Like, yo, go Reno, man, they're launching this thing. I'm invited. He's gonna post like on Instagram. You know, white people love this shit. That's free money. Like that, I am like a proper influencer. Like, he was meeting with an influencer 2 weeks ago after the show. It's Sibu, my banner or something.
No.
Naledi official.
That, give me my phone.
One of the big influencers. I was like a proper in the circle. Like, so he knows.
And
he
you like branding me, my nigga.
Dude, I'm pushing you. Come on,
pushing,
I am pro.
We're pushing P.
We're pushing P.
Yeah, we're pushing pro.
We're pushing
P, dog, for a change. We're pushing P.
Let me call my girl's sister. She's a 2000. She must explain.
Oh, your girl's sister's a proper 2000.
Oh.
Yeah, she must explain this pushing.
Yeah, she's
P
a proper 2000.
Because it's a 2000 thing.
Yeah,
she's a proper 2000, man. Like, whatever, like when my father's car and the sister was doing grandeur
activations.
Yo, is Yasha. Like,
Naga, ask me, what is this?
Khali.
Awesome.
What's going on? What's good? You live on the show. You good?
I'm good. What's up?
Easy, man. Listen.
Oh,
what?
No. I'm good.
Hey, Khali.
Khali, what is this pushing pee thing? What does it mean?
If you don't understand it, then that's that. Like, it can't be taught, bro.
We're trying to understand. Wow. What do you mean?
Educate us.
Not pushing pee. You're not pee.
We're not pee for not understanding what pushing pee means.
Yeah, that's not pee.
What the fuck? What kind of fuckery is this?
We're not.
Hey.
Does it mean pushing pussy?
Does it mean like I've got gonorrhea? It's hard to go to the toilet, so I need to push pee.
My network is.
Push a penis.
You're panic.
Just tell us what it means.
Yeah, pushing pee. Oh, pushing passion.
Keep it real, guys. Like, keep it at 100.
Keep what, right? 100?
Keeping it 100. Like, keeping it real, you know?
So where does a pee come in with real?
Yeah.
You gotta push pee. Just push pee.
But the P is an alphabet, and what does it stand for in this instance?
It's pushing pee, guys. That's it.
Pushing positivity.
So it's positive.
You don't explain it. It's just, you know.
Alright, thanks, Khali.
Pushing
P,
not
P
right now.
Alright.
Alright,
this
thanks,
is not
Khali.
P.
She's not giving us the real, like, what the fuck this thing P stands for.
Who the fuck comes up with that shit, dog?
2000s.
And then they don't explain it, and then everyone does it. That's the weird thing.
It's a song.
It's a song.
It's Ghana and Young Thug.
Oh, it's an American
pushing
thing.
Pushing P, yeah.
Oh, Pushing P.
Pushing P.
Ghana and Ghana. Young Thug.
Yeah. Ghana is under Young Thug.
Not under Africa.
No.
No.
You see, Sol.
Ghana. Oh, Accra.
Ghana, G-U-N-A.
Ghana.
Yeah.
Is that an artist?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know Ghana. No, I don't know. Like, I'm not interested in
hip-hop.
You're
not P, dog.
Like, you're not trap P. or whatever.
See,
I'm not P.
But you're not P.
Wow. Whole Sol Pendula, dog.
Can we start something?
Start something.
Pushing V.
What's V?
You're not being V right now.
Oh, wow. Pushing V. Is there a V emoji, though? There needs to be an emoji, though.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
So go on your phone. That emoji, it's that
the P
in the blue block.
Parking.
With the white P.
Yeah, the parking emoji.
Nah, the parking is white and red. Well, black.
Okay, let me see if there's a V.
If there's a V, we can push a V.
Every time I post now, I'm going to say pushing V.
So pushing V is what? Like pushing
vendor.
Violence.
Awana.
Or it's VS. The only emoji is VS. Versus.
Oh, versus. No. Let's get in a different letter.
Yeah, let's get
we can't push VS.
Pushing Sol. Okay. Pushing S.
Pushing S. Pushing S. I like pushing S.
Pushing S.
Pushing S. Pushing S. Pushing S. Pushing Push. I like that. Pushing ass, Coast Lady. Pushing ass.
Whatever happened to the 5G thing, bro? Remember when Corona started, they said they erecting towers and whatnot.
Well, there's a lot of 5G available now. I don't know what happened to the conspiracy theory. Remember?
Yeah.
That the towers and the signals, there's radiation and shit that's fucking with our brains. I don't know.
And it was because of that? COVID and everything.
Yeah, what happened to that?
What happened to that?
I don't know.
So to that what? 5G or the theory, the conspiracy theory around...
Yeah, remember those voice notes like, hey, don't be fooled, whatever.
Hey.
How did those voice notes go again? I forgot, man. But they were pushing PC.
Nah, fam.
They were pushing propaganda.
Oh, yeah. That's proper. Yeah.
Did you hear there's no masks in England anymore, bro? You're not obligated to wear masks in England.
There's no masks in England.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
We're almost there, too. I foresee masks also disappearing for us too. How are guys? We're tired.
But I feel like they're just disappearing. The COVID is still there. They're just at a point whereby they're like, whoever dies, dies. And I think that's where we are at as well as a country. Because, I mean, we unlocked everything. It's not like the COVID is not there. It's still there.
Mm.
We just got to a point where we're like, herd immunity eventually, whoever dies, dies.
But when you Let's travel to these other African countries, like you remember when we went to Ghana, no one was wearing a mask.
They've been at that point.
Yeah.
I think England is there now. Whoever dies, dies, random selection.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I saw that mask a thing of the past when white people stopped wearing them.
Yeah, when they start like, oh, don't worry about a mask. You get to like,
yeah, you're like okay.
No, don't worry. And you're like chatting and we're not even social distancing. We're lying to ourselves.
Have you been checking out what's happening with Ntanta Lux? He's my fighter, dog.
But Ntanta Lux is going on. I've seen him before. Like, I think I saw a tweet saying he, because there was that whole Cream restaurant, you would know. Cream.
Oh, with the EFF.
Yeah, with the... Wow, but you've been to Cream.
Yeah, I've been to Cream.
Of course, I've been.
I've had plenty of
Cream. So, like, EFF had the whole thing of restaurants employing foreigners, whatever.
Okay.
So I'm assuming Nkanka jumped on that and he's been to Limpopo trying to fight illegal foreigners from working in he says that industry belongs to South Africans and also shutting down all churches owned by... or run by
illegal
immigrants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's been on that whole thing. At first it was electricity. Has he brought back electricity like in Soweto? Because so Nkanka Lux is the guy who
he's our fighter, dog. He's our fight. He's in the ground fighting our cause.
But he changes accents. Have you noticed?
No.
You've never known.
I love his accents.
All of them.
All of them.
Which one? The one he addresses the, like, YouTube versus the one he addresses.
I love the Lani one. Yeah. I love the Lani.
He's got a Lani accent. He's got a YouTube accent. Which one do you like?
I like the Lani one.
The Lani.
The Lani one.
That's the accent he used.
Mabond.
Hey, kakalax. It's a guy, bro. He was wearing military attire, yes, camouflage, yes, during the looting.
Yes.
And when the Soweto people wanted to go to Maponya,
yes,
that guy was wearing bulletproof vest saying,
yes,
"We will protect our malls. This is the hood economy, gassy economy. Yeah. We're here to protect the malls, and no one is going to. That's the guy.
That's the guy."
But for electricity, it's different. It's all shocking accent, you know. But the Christian is like, yeah, funu kesi lana kaya. You saw her took many kanyas. She saw this car too.
With his dimple.
Yeah. Kaka's dangerous, dog. That accent, it's slippery. It's like a bar of Lux soap. It's slippery, like. Today's this one is
Yeah, shibliga.
Hey, kakalax. I swear to God, man. I swear, when you change his accent, you'll shit your pants, man. Like you took Brooklax. Hey, kakalax. But look, it's a good fight he's fighting, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that, let's speak, like, you know, with one accent. You know, like.
No. I like him interchanging between accents. I like it.
No, man. Yeah, so that's what it's on about.
All do that, though. We don't talk to white people the same. You know?
Yeah,
we change accents.
No, it's true.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Even, like, remember when I was in Ghana, also, you know? Because you just want to be understood by whoever you're speaking to. Which is makes sense a bit. Yeah, so that's what Kakalax is on about. Eradicate illegal foreign immigrants. You know, jobs belong to South Africans, especially the unskilled labor.
But let's be honest. How many South Africans do you know that want to work at a restaurant? Let's be honest.
There's many, but they won't work for the salaries that are on offer because, you know, they want 8,000 rands when you don't even have a grade 12 sometimes. You know what I mean? And there's other people who are willing to do that job at a lesser rate.
Have you guys ever worked at a restaurant?
No, I've never worked at a restaurant.
I've never worked at a restaurant.
Instead, I worked in retail.
Yeah. I've never worked in retail.
I worked at YFM. It was a spaza shop. Does that count?
That counts as retail.
Technically. Look, not like the salary. No, when we were at Y, the salaries were shit.
Yeah, you were getting paid 5K.
Yeah, when I was doing my breakfast show, that's why it took me so long to get a car. And I got into so much debt. I was getting paid 5,000 rand, my first job at YFM.
But you were from the Y Academy, so obviously.
But I'm the fucking co-host of the fucking YFM.
That's wild.
Breakfast show, I do my job very well. Like, I was killing it.
I was getting paid more than you, bro, and I was doing two shows in the weekend.
And you were from the Y Academy, but your Y Academy was a punishment. It's like you weren't supposed to be there. They were just punishing you.
Yeah, when I started, I was getting 8K. I was doing Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah, 8K. Then I bought a Mini Cooper Cash.
Wait. When I was doing the breakfast show, waking up 3:30 at Foslo, and getting to YFM at 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, and they were paying me 5K in 2010. You were getting paid 8K.
Of course.
Which was still getting... No, but there was two shows, right?
Yeah, two shows. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus, motherfuckers.
Yeah. And all I did was Nimo Cheron out.
Oh, yeah. No, man, you...
One link.
Dog, weren't you doing Graveyard?
Yeah, I was doing Graveyard.
Yeah, you were doing five shows.
No. Hello? When I started, I did, because
happened? So when you got there, you were getting paid more.
Yeah.
When you go to break Graveyard Monday to Friday. Well, Morning Glory, it was called.
Morning Glory was 20K. Oh. Yes. So when I got there.
Are you for real?
When I got there, remember Trevor Noah left? And yeah. then Tolly B went and did Trevor's Noah show during the week.
Oh, you were still under Pondo or someone, right? Yes.
And Shaba.
Canthan came in and gave everybody the nigga deals.
What, nigga,
no, he came
nigga,
through. The reason there was a mass exodus is because he was offering people less money. Yeah. But when you were in, like Mo, Tolly, and you were the like, only people who left, and Puma Boy, I think, who stayed.
Yes.
When before he had come in, but everybody else, because it was like subtracting everybody's salaries.
The Y Academy was funded by the government. He got about 2 mil, 5 mil. I don't know how much per academy, and then he'd pocket the rest and then give you guys stipends.
Kendall.
Yeah. That's why it's still going on now.
Yeah, yeah. I got paid like 1987. I remember it's my birth year. I remember they were paying you 1,887 rand in the Y Academy. True story. True fucking story. Like true story. Everybody knows.
2,000 would have gotten more money than you.
Yeah. Yeah, 2000 now. I was getting 37 rands more than me. 23 rands. 23 rands more than me. Yo, that's crazy, eh?
Yeah.
I remember, like, every time my friends would come, they'd be like, hey, man, dog, why is YFM the parking lot like this? You know how people judge a work environment with a parking lot? You know, you can tell that, we're in a proper corporate, you know?
Yeah,
and YFM was always that, just like, you'd see one GTI or someone owned by the drive guy or whatever, but it was just generally cuck.
Bro, and I knew how much everybody was getting paid because, you know, with every company, there's a shared folder that you can dump stuff, whatever. It's an open, like, local disk E.
Yeah, that's where local they call disc. My porn.
Yeah.
On the server.
So I was bored. You know, I'm always doing late nights, so I'm always, I got time.
HR was putting the Excel spreadsheet there.
Yes, and I found everybody's salary. Oh, okay.
Who was getting paid the most?
It was Smoo. He was getting paid 100K. But they were paying his company, and then he would pay the producer.
Oh, yeah, he came with Karasi.
Yes.
The
Qual guy, the guy who did the Qual t-shirt.
Oh.
The comedian.
Vista.
Yes.
Soli Vista. Yeah, Soli Vista.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, dog.
So I knew how much everybody was getting paid. The producers, everybody.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
And then who was doing Drive then?
Was it Chili M? Yeah, it was Chili. Chili was getting 60. And he was, and the crazy thing is, with 1 week of his show, just from advertising, he'd pay the whole station salary.
So if Chili was getting robbed, I stood no chance.
Yeah.
For real. Dr. Pig, man, I remember, second year, 2011.
Yeah.
So my friend works like for the municipality, right? Mm. So he's like, oh, fuck, man, I hate my job. I just got like a 2% increase. That's below inflation or whatever, you know. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, I got 150% increase. Oh shit, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna pay 11,000 now. True story. And he didn't understand. But he was my best friend. I told him, nah, they've been paying me shit. Oh. This is how much they're fucking paying me. So obviously it makes sense to get a 100% increase.
Oh.
You know, because like, yo, we're paying you 10,000. I remember very well. Dumelo tell him, I'm like, fuck, dog. I'm like,
that white academy was a scam, dog. Scam.
Yeah, because now you're like really good and you're talented and you're good at what you do, but you've been surviving for 6 months. I remember having to move back home to Vosloo because I was staying in Auckland Park. I was a student, you know? Now you can't even pay your rent, which I was paying through, you know, working part-time. So, like, they catch you like that.
Yeah.
You're getting paid, like, 1987, and then they're like, ah, now you're going to get $5,000. You're like, oh, okay, shit. Okay, now I can actually, I don't know, do something, right? And then your next increase, like 10,000. The next one, 15,000. The next one, they were like 18,000. I was like, high five. I'm going to 5FM. I'm done. Peace!
But remember,
and they paid me twice, double that, more. I'm done.
But remember at that time, everybody just wanted to get in radio. I would have done it for 100 rand.
Yeah, why it was so cool that you needed to be on YFM.
Like, regardless how much you're getting paid.
regardless, but still, you can't do that to kids, man. You can't do that to people because you work at this cool brand. You're expected to drive a decent car, which you should because everybody else who's worked there before had done that. You're expected to look the part. Now, YFM is throwing the coolest parties in the country back then, but you can't even look the part, right? Because I'm Sol Panduga. I'm not even like, I've just started on radio. I'm not DJing and gigging yet. You know, so it's still fucked up.
Bro, did you see that? You shared it in the group. There was a radio presenter who wanted a gig at
Oh, shit! Dude! So, a girl. Someone popped that out. A girl tweeted. Yeah, a girl tweeted saying, I need this gig on Umkhobonene. Please follow me because one of the job requirements is that you should have a large Twitter social media following.
That's insane.
What is radio? What the fuck are they doing that side?
Mom, nungumfa. Nungumfa.
That's too good.
Yeah, my bad.
It's at Baron Widow. Flip. Are they not going to employ her now? Because... we read her tweet now. They might not employ her. Or they might employ her because she was mentioned on the biggest podcast in Africa.
Yeah. No, listen.
Hey, listen.
Employ this pushing one. P.
Yeah, we're pushing P.
We're pushing women employment. Yeah. Let us all follow her. All
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
At Baron Widow. B-A-R-R-E-N-W-I-D-O. Baron Widow.
Let me follow her right now. We're pushing P.
Mam Komfa.
Yeah.
Mam Komfa.
That's how you push P.
Yeah. Yeah. So she tweeted. I'm P. Oh, well, there's no V in the...
Oh,
pushing S.
You're degrading woman, chief. I don't like.
Hey, I'm degrading woman.
Yeah.
I'm upgrading woman. I'm trying to get one a job now.
Where does the S come involved?
Yeah.
S. Aye. S, as in shoot for the moon.
Pushing P.
We're pushing P.
P. Pussy.
No.
Fuck. You're the greater woman.
Positivity.
What do you mean, dog?
We're pushing positivity.
Oh, positivity.
Yes.
Okay, guys. At Baron Widow, she's tweeted, I'm begging you guys, follow me. I have applied for SABC radio presenter job on Umkhobonene. A large following on Twitter and general social media is a requirement. Please follow. I'll follow back.
That's crazy. Let's follow her.
So what
can
if now?
All take out our phones and follow her, please?
Yes. I followed already.
All right.
At Baron Widow. B-A-R-R-E-N-W-I-D-O.
Hopefully she gets that gig, man.
Baron Widow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's going to have like 50,000 followers.
Yeah.
Hopefully she gets a gig.
Yeah.
Even if she's untalented. That's what they want on radio now, right?
Exactly.
Hey, those that niggas, is the weirdest thing ever.
Those niggas are stealing money for a living, bro.
Bro, they're stealing a living. So what happens if I'm super talented? I can kill links because I've listened to radio and fell in love with it since I was 5. But I'm fat, I'm a virgin, I'm 21 years old, but I love radio, I live radio, and I kill it. I sound cooler than everybody on radio, and it's effortless, it runs in my veins. But I've got no Twitter account, or maybe I do, but it's a ghost account just to see people, what they're tweeting. I don't get the job, even though I'm good enough to do the fucking job.
Start a podcast, my nigga. It's 2022.
What the fuck are
these podcast, my nigga.
What the fuck are program managers doing?
Anyway, let's
play. Like, it pained me, man. Fuck that shit. Like,
no, man, I don't want to talk about radio. It depresses me, dog.
Yeah, well, this depresses anyone.
Guys, did you see that cop? The karate cop?
Oh, yeah. That's old, though, man.
Yeah, that happened last week.
That happened last week.
Yeah.
It was in Mitchell's plane. But apparently the guy is not like mentally well.
No, I heard a story. No, he can't be a cop and not be wild.
What happened? What happened, Aya?
In Cape Town.
I was trying to correct you on the Mitchell's plane part. It's in Cape Town CBD.
Oh,
at the
bus rank.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not in Mitchell's plane.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Why
okay.
did you want to talk about that?
No, because it was just an interesting clip. Did you see it?
I did. It was like at a taxi rank, and this guy was fighting
the other
cops.
Why was that interesting, ghost lady?
No, because it was just interesting. Like, because it was a cop. At first, when I saw it, I thought it was like some guy. Only to find out, no, actually, this guy's wearing uniform. He's a police officer.
No,
like,
man, ghost lady, why are you degrading men? That's not cool, man. I'm trying to push P here, man.
No. I'm pushing police.
I'm pushing police.
Nigga, please. Shit.
Nigga, police.
You pushing police? We're angry at the cops. We're still trying to find out who killed Blackie, man. What the fuck?
Don't even start.
But apparently, that guy, the story was, apparently his brother had just been killed and he just lost it.
Mm.
Yeah, apparently. I saw that clip. That's a viral clip, man. Like, there's all those viral clips going on. There's even a viral clip now of, so there's a guy talking to his wife. His wife is sitting next to a guy.
Yeah.
The guy's naked.
Sure.
They're both sitting on the bed. Mm. And the guy caught his wife cheating. And now he's telling the other guy that I paid Lobola for this one, whatever, whatever, whatever. Pay up. Because you guys are fucking. I walked in on you. No condom. And guess what? They're fucking in front of a 6-month-old whatever baby in a cradle. And she's cheating on her husband. Someone sent me the wedding pics. They look so beautiful. I'm like, wow. People are like, you. And also, as a guy, look, I know both are at fault.
Whose baby is it?
Well, she's a married woman. Oh. Well, hopefully, it's the husband's.
Because now I'm getting confused.
Hopefully, it's the husband's. Eh? Yeah. You didn't see the clip?
Uh-uh.
Let's see.
The only clip I saw was a guy suspected his wife was cheating on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to a sangoma. And then the sangoma did a spell, and he said,
"That is why."
After the spell, mm-hmm. you will catch this woman if she is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman cheated, and then the sangoma had to go to the woman where she was cheating and with the guy, because the spell they couldn't. He was. They couldn't detach.
Oh, like, oh, so. The guy and the girl, Bakyang, it's like,
yes.
No spell
they,
it.
Yes. And they needed a spell to detach them.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the only
thing. I've seen
stuck
that.
In penetration.
They're
oh,
stuck in
that's
penetration.
An old video, man.
Oh, an old one.
And the guy is stuck inside,
yes.
Right? Yes. I've seen that.
And then there's the song of my guy, Self Woman.
Mm. I'm trying to look for the clip. Hold on. This is, ooh.
That's wild.
That's
so
weird.
So that's
wild.
That, another clip. There's always these random clips going around. That's a clip. Like right now, man. Someone is gonna tag you on this.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow, I'll find it, man. I remember. No.
No, it's fine. Mesh will put it up in post production.
Oh yeah. And the girl, she's hiding her face and all crazy. There's always these weird ass clips going around.
So I want to play a cool game. It's called Google This.
Google this.
Yeah, because we haven't played a game in a while, right?
Oh yeah, we have.
So what we did before we started recording, I asked everybody in the crew to give me their phones so we can see the last thing they Googled. So I'm gonna read out what they Googled, and you must tell me which.
We told him we wanted to take a picture of me from the iPhone.
No,
yeah,
no,
I remember. And he was like, oh yeah, I've got the best quality in 4K.
So I'm gonna read out what they Googled and you must tell me which crew.
Hold up, mate.
Are you gonna say who?
Yeah, you guys must guess which crew member
who
Googled
this.
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. It's called Google This.
Oh.
But before that, what else do you want to speak about, Ghost Lady? Is there anything else?
Yeah, there was you remember Generation Star? LaToya.
Oh, LaToya, yes.
So the
I saw her on Dineo Ranaka's show.
Oh, Blondie's Child.
Blondie's Child, yes.
Blondie McKenna.
Have you guys been watching Dineo Ranaka's show? The Ranaka's?
No.
Oh, man, you're missing out, dog.
For real, I must check it out, man.
It's lit.
Is it really lit?
Yeah.
I'll check it out. The Ranaka's.
So apparently some drama happened in Midrand recently involving the former Generations Generations actor LaToya McKenna and her wife, Lebo Keswa. Reports suggest that a Nigerian brother, while at a birthday party, grabbed or fondled LaToya's private parts and suggested
Christ.
That Madness. The three have a threesome.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, because it led to, I think Lebo was now even arrested. There was like some that she was detained in the police. At the Midrand police station.
Midrand?
Yes.
Why is it that everything happens in Midrand police station?
That's crazy. Yeah, if you notice.
Yeah, bro.
Like Midrand, they've got Swashy on speed dial or something. Clearly, bro, everything there.
So yeah, like even for the fact that the whole allegation is that this guy fondled or touched her.
That's
like
crazy.
In the private area. Who does that, you know?
So they couldn't resolve that matter at when it happened. Like they couldn't call this nigga out.
I guess so.
That's
guess
wild,
so.
Man.
This nigga, like, you didn't joke girl.
2022 doing that.
You're just grabbing women.
Jeez.
Look, you can approach two girls or women and say, let's have a threesome, but no. Did he know that they're an item?
I guess so, because there you are approaching. Yeah, you're approaching two women.
The disrespect.
Yeah. Disrespect, because they're both, they're an item, you know?
Yeah, they're an item. They're married. No, they're married even.
And also their approach is fuck. Look, if you want a threesome, just ask people, hey, can we have a threesome?
The fact that you just touch. Like, groping. Who just, that's touching, exactly.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It's so unnecessary.
No.
So why do they have to mention that he's Nigerian? Does that factor in any way?
Oh, yeah, interestingly,
I
guess
they want to describe who it is and whatever for...
He's a man.
They just had to add, you know, just to... You know how they... You know how these reports go.
Mm.
They want to insinuate something, you know.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No. Oh, yeah, MT's trying to start a fight now. But MT's always doing that on Twitter.
Yeah?
So, Focalistic is like... I'm President Yastrata.
Yeah.
MT's like, which street? Who would win a versus? MT Focalistic.
Ah, MT, dog. Ah, hands down.
MT.
Ah, MT, bro.
So if we play... Okay,
okay.
Nah,
sure, sure.
And what else?
Why is it played by MT?
Where'd I start, dog?
Yeah.
Haven't you been watching the podcast? Have you heard how roll up?
Wait. We're not done with the game.
No, we haven't started the game.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned what he Googled. Oh, he reacted. Oh, my bad.
It's called TSL, boy. Time spent listening.
Smoking 947.
Hey, look at you taking us back.
This nigga.
We're here pushing key.
This nigga worked at fucking white firm for 10 years. He left not knowing what TSL meant. All he knew at white firm was to say TS for life. When he saw school earns 100K, he did not know what time spent listening TSL meant. They only knew TS for life. They were like, "Bag, your fight for hate speech against and homophobia. TS for life."
Right, you want to start the game? Let's start the game.
No. You were still saying, what is MT going to play?
Roll up, dog. He's got so many hits, and dog. Watch out. Yo, I can go on.
Yeah. And then Focalistic plays, we're giving the song.
There's no song if you have to remix.
Yeah,
if you have to think about it, there's no song.
He'll play something, and then he'll come back and also play.
No. Oh, Bastung Ketta.
No disrespect, dog. You know, if MT was American, we'd show him more love.
Mama Rafiki, let's save. Oh, Mama is safe.
Give it up, so.
He wins.
That's not his song, though.
It's not his song.
That's his song with Kamsa the Small and Msaki, Mtakababa. But they play features. But still, let's be honest, MT's got.
Yeah, even the one who stole your tea with MT.
Yeah.
By any means.
Ooh, that's Doggy G. Yeah. He does the hook there.
Yeah. No. Okay, let's be honest.
Yeah. No, MT.
So MT just called out Focal like, yo, dog, which streets are you the president of?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know, so yeah. I think, shame, right, man, cool. MT would win.
Let's go. Are you guys ready for Google this?
No.
All right. Here we go.
What were you Googling? What were you Googling, bro?
Someone Googled 1 inch to centimeter.
Oh, so I wanted to know how much an inch is in centimeters.
Mm.
Oh.
Who do you think that is?
No. He's the mechanical engineer. Yeah. He's the engineer.
You, ghost lady, take a guess. Mm.
1 inch to centimeter.
Mm. Thank goodness it wasn't 7 inch to centimeter.
It wasn't?
Would have known they were measuring themselves.
Oh yeah, there were no specifics.
Tibla.
Mm. And you, Aya, you can. You've got a mic. Take a guess.
It has to be mesh.
It was nail.
Oh, nail.
I win this round then.
Okay. What were you Googling?
Hey,
there?
I win.
The mic. Yeah, you win.
Yeah, nail's the engineer, so I know.
You're what?
I was checking with, because there was a lot of mishaps on what is an inch to a centimeter, so I was just trying to.
Oh, the previous episode?
Yeah.
Oh. So you go home and do research about.
No, it was here.
No, like, that was like me. He Googles random things. Like, at any. Like, if you want to get a better understanding of something.
All right, here we go.
Or you want to settle an argument?
Farting and pregnancy.
How? Couldn't be too silly.
Farting and pregnancy. We don't have a swatty girl here. So it has to be you.
You're going for ghost lady.
Oh.
Ghost lady, no?
someone's girlfriend is farting a lot, and one of the niggas like, oh, pregnant in Tuan. Pregnant in Tuan, pregnant.
Mash, who do you think was Googling that? Give him the mic there. Who do you think, Mash?
Definitely Tato.
Tato! Farting and pregnancy!
Tato!
What were Mitisil?
Mitisil, not Tato.
I'm a twins, la.
Me,
who are these twins that you know?
Nah, I think it's Ghost Lady.
Me, Tilo.
Me, Tilo.
Dog, what? Yeah.
I'm a twins, la.
Me, Tilo. Ah, yay!
It was Ghost Lady.
I win again. I win. I'm on two. I've won this game because no one's going to get two correct.
Ghost Lady, why were you Googling that?
Because, guys, I was watching some movie.
Yeah, right.
I was watching a movie.
Yeah, right.
I was watching a movie, yeah, guys. Right. I was watching some movie.
I think you think you're pregnant
because
you've been farting a lot.
What, I missed a period too?
Name the child Susan. What's Souza? What's Boo? Boo? What's Souza? Or D'Souza? No, name the child D'Souza, actually.
Susan needs.
Susan. What's Souza? Boo?
At least you know she can get an Uber.
Those are the more in Uber.
Oh, no, guys.
All right, let's go on.
I'm on two.
MT Ghetto. What do you think was Googling that? So, by the way, this game, this is the last thing these people Googled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. MT Ghetto.
All right, Kanye, who do you think? Who do you think that is?
Who? MT Ghetto.
Yeah, someone Googled MT Ghetto.
It must be Mash.
Mash listens to piano. Haven't you been to Meligan? They listen to the one song the whole week.
Oh, yeah. True.
MT Ghetto. Sounds like a piano
Tato,
song.
Tato, take a guess, Tato. Who do you think?
I'll say Tibla.
Tibla. All right. Salt Panduka?
I say Mash.
It was you.
Yeah, exactly. So MT tweeted earlier on that a lot of... MT tweeted... By the way, shout out to MT. He's got a new, I forgot to mention when we were talking about it. He's got a new rolling joint.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Rolling paper. Have you seen it? Yeah, because playing on the whole roll up thing, and he smokes a lot of weed. So MT, he tweeted that.
Just joints?
Not pre rolled joints. He sells paper, rolling paper. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's dope, eh?
Yeah, true, true.
It's different.
True. Yeah, yes, true, right? Yeah. And it, there's a connection between him and he smokes. So, no, he tweeted that people are trying to become. Like Lance Sturr.
Okay.
So I googled Ruff. I mean Ghetto, cause Ghetto, Ruff, Lance, and the best producers worked with is Ruff. So I want to come up with something smart to say, but it never worked. I just
The show.
No, to tweet.
Oh.
I didn't come up with stuff on the show to tweet. But I was like Ruff, Ghetto, Lance.
Oh, you're trying to.
Yes, cause his producers Ruff.
Yes.
And Lance, he said a lot of artists are. Trying to become
so
like
you
Lance.
Do that with your tweets, like you Google sometimes just to.
No, sometimes I check. Mm. So I'm like, I know his producer is Ruff.
Yes,
Ghetto, mm-hmm. And he's got a song called Ghetto Hero, but it never worked. I never tweeted it.
Mm. That's crazy, man.
Weird, right?
All
right,
Magic 2 Pro for sale.
Oh. I'll tell you now, Magic
2 Pro for sale.
Magic 2 Pro. Magic is a camera, so it's Mesh.
Magic.
There's a camera called Magic. So it's either Tato.
Tato is always on the photography. Tato.
Tibla is just here, man. He doesn't give a fuck about it. He doesn't give a fuck about audio and fucking video. He's just here for the ride, man. Like, hey, my niggas, I roll paper, I roll weed for them, and they shoot a podcast, and I'm here. I see Tato, actually. Yeah, because. No, Black Magic is the camera, right? It's Magic. I know Black Magic does cameras. I'd say Tato. Mash. Mash got the checkbook for Meligan.
No, I say Tato. I say Tato.
These niggas have no Tato. Business Googling prices shit. I say Mash. It's like me Googling podcast studio rentals. You know what I mean? Right? Shit.
No, it's Tato.
I say Mash.
It's Tato.
It's Tato.
Oh, Tato. Yeah, I won.
And Bishin and Toa. This is each of my thoughts. Black Magic 2 Pro is a gadget.
It's a drone. It's Mavic.
But you guys know Black Magic, the cameras.
Black Magic, yeah.
Incredible cameras.
So, Tato, you buy a drone?
You're trying to buy a drone.
Mm. We gotta pay you niggas less, bro.
Yo!
These niggas are buying drones.
Exactly, dog. What's going on, man?
Jeez. Okay, here we go. This is my favorite. Sweat belt for men. And also Gojara.
Is this one Google?
Yeah.
Google Aya. Input?
Yeah.
No, that's Aya, dog.
It's Aya.
Aya is like the metrosexual.
Yeah.
You know? He's a metro. He's wearing pink right now.
Tato, who do you think?
Top pink, that's everything.
Mesh. It could be Mesh, actually. Mesh.
Oh, yeah. Mesh is also like.
So, guys, this guy.
Nah.
Went on Google and searched sweat belts for men.
Sweat belts.
Yeah.
Sweat belts.
Sweat belts for men.
For men.
Gojara movies.
Hey. What the fuck is a Gojara? Hey, I just want to know who it is, so can I say what's a Gojara movie?
Yeah.
Mesh. Mesh is weirder. I wouldn't Google clothes. Mesh would.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got like two pairs of 13K off-white sneakers.
Yeah. For sweat. Mtono mkava.
What? Sweat.
Mesh got exercise.
Well, my Google is done. It's Mesh.
It is Aya.
Yeah.
Why are you Googling?
What's Gojara, bro?
I explained why I Googled MT Ghetto.
Please give him, please.
Why are you Googling?
Gojara. Let's start with Gojara.
Why are you Googling?
Sweat.
What's Gojara movies?
Fuck, I'm glad I didn't Google anything foul in the past few days. Gojara movies, I wanted to watch Abbott Elementary. The series.
Abbott.
Yeah, but it's not on Netflix, so I had to go illegally.
What is Gojara?
So Gojara is a website.
It's a website.
For
stuff.
And then sweat belt for men?
I wanted that for gym.
So what? Where do you put a sweat? Those big belts.
Yeah, I put it on so that
women have just given birth to you.
What?
Women have just given birth. They use those to Yakisa
Gamkaba. No, I put it on when I'm gymming. So, fuck.
So, okay, what? Oh, it's like a corset. It's like a... what do they call them?
Yo.
They have a hot vagina cells these days.
Yo.
What did you call them?
Yeah, so a waist trainer for men. A waist trainer for men.
It's not
so you wear
deep.
A waist trainer, Aya.
It's not.
Waist trainer. It's a waist trainer, Aya. So you were Googling waist trainer.
It's not that deep, guys.
I was
trying to...
It's a waist trainer.
No, it's not.
But you use it to train.
Yeah.
And it's a waist to train without it.
every nigga uses.
I see the
gym.
Normally the big niggas who use those belts.
I'm using it just to.
No, you're not yet because you're still Googling. Oh, you bought it. No.
Yeah, I bought it.
Show us a video, man, using that thing, man.
Yeah,
Gojara is a website.
It's for movies, yeah. For
it's
movies.
Not.
For movies.
Oh, man, you niggas are wild.
Why don't you just pirate bay, dog?
Why are you making this weird? It was for gym.
Gojara movies. Wait, so why are you Googling gym equipment and...
In the Gojara.
And pirating movies in one...
He took two for me.
Yeah, they were interesting.
It was not one search.
Yeah, no, they were interesting.
Oh,
it's funny you're not pushing P. You didn't take Alexander Forbes. You're not pushing P.
What do you mean?
You didn't take Alexander Forbes for investments.
Ah, that's boring.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Hey.
Anything else you want to say?
We didn't get Tibla's. Okay, now that there's one left, what did Tibla Google?
Oh, TUT.
TUT?
Yeah.
Hi, Tibla is a student.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah,
hey, Tibla, you still studying, ne?
Yeah, I'm still studying.
What are you studying, Tibla?
Now I'm doing PGCE.
We're pushing P.
What's that P?
PGCE. It's like education, postgraduate education.
Hey!
Oh, you want to be a teacher?
Yeah, like.
Oh, you're starting to be a teacher?
Great.
But you made it sound like you're a scientist.
So why were you Googling TUT?
No.
It was a typo, it was TIT.
It's about a time to check your marks,
what
registration.
Is TIT?
Tips. You know? You got two.
Yeah.
That's gold, man. That's gold. That's gold, right? That's gold.
Back to sender.
That's fucking gold. Thank you for being you. That's gold, right? That's fucking gold. That's gold. The show's done. We're finished. We're done. That's gold.
Hey, shout out to you. Are you going back to school this year?
I am doing it part time. Usually, on, I do go to school on Saturdays. That's why I'm always here with the guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, like, oh wow, sometimes.
Shout out to YouTube, man.
Shout out to YouTube.
Hey, but you made it sound fancy, man.
Hey, you did, right? Hey. Like, oh, I'm a puffin.
PPC. Anyway, we out here, man. Any last thing that you want to say? It's all Panduka.
Peace. We out. I'm not getting a job on radio. Stop that shit of saying I'm bouncing. I'm leaving the podcast.
You're not catching.
I fucking love this thing, guys. I fucking helped this thing. I'm with everybody grow. Why the fuck would I dump this shit? We're going to fucking England. Like, guys, I don't get it. Like, it's so weird, you know? I'm not industry, bro. If I'm going to leave, I'll tell you. You're the first person I'll tell, you know? And I'm not going to leave just for another mediocre job. Please stop with that shit, man. I love you too much, guys, and you hurt me.
Aww.
So what were you taking it out on us, though?
Because you use terms like I'm captured, and you know how chillers are.
It was chillers.
You never said that.
Max says.
I never said that in the episode.
You said I'm...
The last episode.
You said, he's captured, this one. Comrades, launch a text, he's captured, this one. Don't weaponize chillers, man.
I did it.
You said I'm captured.
No, but that was a previous episode.
No, you said it last episode.
The last episode.
It was the chillers.
It was the chillers. Stop that shit, man.
That's all. Like, it's so annoying. Like, what the fuck? You know, like, it's like, yo. I will agree with Mac. And if I genuinely agree with him, I'll... Charlemagne said what I said.
Hey!
Word for word.
Hey!
I'm a broadcaster. I know what I'm talking about.
Yo!
I'm a broadcaster. Howard Stern will probably say the same, and you love him to bits.
Yeah.
He'll probably say the same.
Yeah.
You know? Come on, bro. You know what I mean?
But we never doubted your loyalty. I don't understand why you were shitting on us. The chillers were going at you.
Yeah, I shit on them before the show because I felt like you guys had a hand, you know, in displaying me as this guy now who's like, you know, what the fuck, man? You guys know how much I've fucking given as much as all of you to this platform. I love this fucking shit.
Oh, man.
You think I'd be like this
too,
on radio?
Bro.
You think on radio I'll tell my co-host, it's tits. You got two of them.
You got two.
We're pushing exactly. P, bro. We're pushing
Never.
P.
P, dog.
We love you
P.
too. We love you too.
Bro. I love you. I tell all of you I love you all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
On radio, you can't even
Whoever
dance
told
on the table. You.
You
know, so... I'm saying on radio you can't even dance on a table.
You
so.
Can't even dance on
so
a table.
How dare you mention that?
Kids respond to my DMs.
Trevor Noah.
Charlamagne.
Oh, shit! Oh! He's like, I love it when I see young cats, young broadcasters try to figure it out. Yeah. I was once a Mac G. What did you say,
dog? I'm kind of like, but you kind of still a Mac G, Charlamagne.
we need that as a thing. I was once a Mac G. When someone says something stupid,
yeah.
I was once a Mac G.
Oh, yeah, we need Charlamagne, dog.
Yeah.
What did he say, dog?
What did you say? What did you say? Hello, my king. Did you also say hello,
that
my king?
That is Charlamagne the God.
Hello, my king.
you know how you start your...
Hello, young man. He called you a young man. Chill as a pistol. I'm like, guys, come on, you know?
Sorry, man. I got to get through these DMs. There's so many American artists DMing me.
For real?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm fucking good. And they say, hey, I'm fucking good. You can ask me that.
All right, so this is...
You finished the grand year, P.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's lit, this one.
So this is me, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, yo, hey, see the God. Thanks for the encouragement and advice today. I'd love to take you up on the offer. Here are my tens. Much love. Then I sent my...
Wait, what offer?
Remember you said, instead of cancel, I'd rather counsel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Instead of, yes, I remember. Yeah. It's a counseling moment, not a canceling, yes. Yeah.
And then he responded, peace, king.
Pushing P.
Pushing P.
Oh, king.
I'ma hit you. I want you to keep... Oh, I didn't see that. I'ma hit you. Like, I'ma hit you up. Yeah, I didn't see that. I'ma hit you. I want to keep you from making the same mistakes I did on the come up. You represent a whole country that I love. It's power in your words. I want to teach you early what I learned late. We especially got to do better by our queens. Trust me, I regret a lot of things I said and did early in my career. can't be too hard on myself because I was just trying to survive in this media game. Yes. But if I can't prevent the next generation from making the same mistakes, it was all worth it.
Thank you. Shit, I love those words. I love those words. Yeah. You see, I'm glad it came from Charlemagne, bro.
Yeah.
You know, because people when I, it's like, hey, Saul is a traitor. I remember someone fucking tweeting that, hey, watch out, Saul is a traitor. Dog, I love you. You're fucking talented. You're the best at this shit in the country. And I was like, that's my own two cents. And it comes from a genuine place. I'm glad it's from someone with all that experience who's made those mistakes.
Yeah. Then I replied, I said, call my manager. I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
Never.
Anyway, City Girls is back. A lot of chillers have been asking about City Girls. It's back. Mash, when is it coming on? Next week. Yes, next week City Girls is back. Dude, the ideas that Wuko has been telling me about what she wants to do with that show.
Yo. What does she want to do?
Bro, it's going to take over our show. Kise.
Yo.
It, yeah, and yo. I'm glad it will.
Bro, she's, what a, she's
what
is lit.
What is nice.
Yo, what man, doing? She's got an episode coming up. She's talking to strippers. Yes.
Strippers.
She's
are they built like her?
She's got one up. She spoke to Ginimbis.
Yes.
Are they built like
her? Well, if you want, if you're the Mkhotse Bajane, you got to have strippers harder than you or as hot as you.
She's got an episode coming up with Ginimbi's wife.
Ginimbi's ex-wife?
Bro.
Yeah.
Zodwa.
Zodwa. Ginimbi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bro, the ideas she has.
Yo, Ginimbi's wife.
She's going to be talking about skin bleaching, I saw as well.
Yeah. Anal a lot of stuff.
Are they going to do anal bleaching?
There's something
called anal bleaching. They do. Oh, yeah. They do have anal bleaching. Ooh. Everything. You know?
There's anal bleaching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah? Oh, yeah?
You bleach your
when
anus.
You when you bleach your...
Oh, yeah. While you anal bleach while you're wearing sweat belts. Tell us, dog.
It's when the anus is with the same color. There's no discoloration or pigmenting by the anus. Everything is the same color, okay?
This weekend, I'm out in Botswana. I got my first gig in Botswana.
Ooh. That's what you were talking about last week. Yes, dope. Wait, Khabarone.
Primi.
A lot of
in Khabarone.
I think so, yeah.
Dope, yeah. I mean, Cap City.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably one Primi in Botswana.
Yeah.
No, I'm
Look at you going to Botswana. You're so shy.
Nah, they love him in Bots, man.
Yeah, we love Bots.
Nah,
man.
Bots is good. Good people.
Also, make sure you subscribe to our second channel. If you love short clips of our interviews, subscribe to our second channel.
Yeah, I love
First
it.
Lady, what do you want to say?
I love it.
Peace and love, man, guys.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
TIT, you know what that spells?
No. I got two though.
Yeah, yeah. Podcast and chill. Boom, man.
Email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.